We are learning Masechtas Nazir Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, and we're starting from the Mishnah Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, a new Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Aval Aschachos Vaprois Ubeis HaPras Veretz Amim, and the following things. These things the Nazir is not Megaleich on them. Now each one has its own reason. What are Aschachos and Prois? So the Gemara will explain. Aschachos is a tree that, according to Tosfos, it means like this. There's a tree that the leaves, we're not sure if they're a tefach wide. In order to have an oil, you need a tefach wide oil. We're not sure if these leaves are a tefach wide. And there was a mace under the leaves. And the person went under the leaves. So did he go into oil a mace or not? So since it was not a tefach wide, it was not a suffix, it was not a tefach wide, these leaves. So midaraisa, there's no tumas oil. The Rabbanan said, if you go under such a tree, then you are tumay midarabbanan, because there were geysers, just in case it was a tefach, it would be tumas oil, therefore there were geysers. That's schachas. Prois are these stones that are jutting out of a fence that are a tefach wide, and there's a mace under one of those stones. And he walked under this fence, but he's not sure he walked under that stone that is covering the mace. So it's a suffix. Really, suffix tumas rabim is tahar usually. Learn from Saita. But here, the Rabbanan said that it's tamay. So it's a tumas derabbanan. So avaschachos vapros is tumas derabbanan. Ubeis hapras is also tumas derabbanan. What's beis hapras? That's a sada that had a kever in it. It had a kever, and it got plowed up, the kever. So it's not here anymore. But we're worried that maybe the machareisha, the plow, spread out the bones all over the place. So for the next 100 amas, it's called a beis hapras, and it's tamei midrabbanan. Ve'eretz ha'amim is chutz la'aretz. Chutz la'aretz is tamei midrabbanan. V'ha'goylo v'ha'doifek, it's machlokes with Rashi and Tosfos, all over Shas, what goylo v'doifek means. According to Rashi, all over Shas and Ksubis, goylo means the cover of the orain, and doifek means the side of the orain. That alone is metame. And the Tosfos learns it means the matseva. That's what it means. So those things, a girl of a doifek, are the noz is not megaleich on those. Even though it's metame, there's no noz is not megaleich on girl of a doifek. Why not? If he touches just the girl of a doifek, not the mace, just the box, no mace, he's not megaleich on it. Yeah, but he didn't go over the mace. The case, or it was Ritzutso, but it wasn't the mace. It was not Matamah to a mace, only Matamah to a box, which has a Tumah by itself, Tumah Shiva by itself. Still, you don't, the halacha is, even though it's Tumah Shiva, you're not Megaleach in it. Why not? Because like Tosfos speaks out, the Pasuk says, Chiyomus mace olav. That's what it says by Nazir. That's Dafka a mace. So the first four cases, the reason is because only the Rabbanon. That's why you're not Megaleach in it. Goyal Odoifik, the reason is because it's not a mace mamish. Revi'ez dam also is matama ba oil ba maga masa, but it's a lochal mesh v'sina dafke chatzi lug dam. Like we spoke by Arichas where we learned the Mishnah daf mem tesam abeis. That when it comes to noz megaleach, it has to be chatzi lug. The oil reva at samos, and oil reva at samos also we pass can be the Mishnah for noz megaleach lof ni chatzi kav at samos. But reva kav at samos, even though you have tumas shiva, but you don't have megaleach on it. Actually, touching a reva atzamos would be, because it's like not worse than etzem kasayra. But an oil reva atzamos, there, the halacha will be is that you will not be megaleach on it, even though you're tamei shiva for 7 days. The kelim anoigim b'meis, kelim that touch the mace, so there could be a case where tamei tumas shiva could be, if you some rishonim, if the kelim are actually touching the mace while you're touching the tumah b'chiburim, so then you're actually tamei tumas shiva, but still, like Tosfos speaks out, you didn't touch the mace mamish, and therefore there is no din megaleach on it. The Gemara is going to say we're talking about maybe stam kalim, not metal kalim. We'll see the Gemara. But like upon him, the kalim and the mace is not a case where it's a possibility that there was tumas shiva, but there's no din megaleach because you're not touching the mace mamish. Or we may sviroi, or we may gomroi. This is in the days of Mitzayra, that may sviroi is the days that you are counting after you finish being a Mitzayra. So you bring two birds, and they check one bird, they send one bird out, then you wait another week, which you're Usher B'tashmish, and then you bring a carbon after that week. That's called the days of counting. That's the 7 days. And before that, Mei Gomrei means Mei Hechlet, the days you are Mitzayra. So those days, even though you are Tomei, but Noz is not Megaleach on that. Al elu ena noz megaleach. In all these cases we spoke out, noz is not megaleach. Umazer v'shlishi v'shvi, and you get a hazar shlishi v'shvi, and this is not going on everything, because we'll see, maybe not going on kelim anoigim meis, it's not going on yimei sviroi, yimei gomroi, we'll see. Ve'enoi soyser sakoizman, it's not soyser the early days of the Naziris. And once you become tar, you finish whatever you have to do. You're tar, if you became tar based pras, all those cases, you finish your entire process. The minute you finish, you don't bring kavanas. Right away, you start counting the zeros. Like we just had before, when you arrive here, last mission event, you have to bring kavanas. The carbon handler is no carbon. And be'emes omru, there's another thing we said. Be'emes omru, yimei azov, v'hazova, the Yemei Zav V'Zava and Yemei Hezkeira Shemot Tzairai, those even count for your days in the Zeros. What's Yemei Hezkeira? Zok Taisvis. The Emes Amrullah Taisvis says Yemei Zav V'Zava, Nozuz Hizchulim Nasa Zav, the Yemei Hezkeira, Sheparcha Boit Tziras, he got Tziras, V'Hizka Oysa HaKoyim, V'Om V'Enav, Oikea, it stayed the same, or got less, Oyloi Lemei Zerusai. So Taisa's mashma, it's only if this Hesker has a happy ending. That the Kayan comes back and says, oh, it got smaller, you're not a Metzayra. So then those days of Hesker count towards the Naziris. What's mashma from Taisa's? If you land up becoming a Metzayra Heklet, then the days of Hesker, Taka will not count. Those days of Hesker, Taka will not count. That's what Taisa's Mavuyah. That the days of Hesker will not count, it's only if it becomes, has a happy ending. Ad Khan, the Mishnah, and now the Gemara, we'll go the next few blot, explaining the next two blot, explaining this Mishnah. So first line of the Mishnah. The Elohim has chachos. What are chachos? Like we spoke out, it's Elon HaMesech al Aretz. Like Tosha speaks out, the Elon has here anofim, leaves that are far from each other, and there's no tefach of covering. It's, even though it's a shore, because I have a mesa under it, so when I Torah it's tahar. And Madar Abanan, they said, if you walk under it, you're tame. It's only to Madar Abanan. What's prize? Hayotis Menageda. That's Avonim. Hayotis Menageda. That's stones coming out of the fence that's next to the basic forest. And one of these stones are being mahal over a mace. And you walked on the stones. And you don't know which one you walked under. So even though Safatum Shirab is tar, here, they said Madar Abanan is tame. Eretz Amim. So the third thing was Beis HaPras. The fourth thing was Eretz Amim. Eretz Amim is Chutz La'aretz. Chutz La'aretz is Tameh. Eboyalu, the Gemara declares a Shaila. Eretz Amim, why did Chazal say that Eretz Amim is Tameh? Mishum Avira Gazola, or do Mishum Gusha Gazola? And Tosis explains, did they make a Gzeira because they didn't want you to go to Chutz La'aretz? And therefore they said, even the Avir in Chutz La'aretz makes you Tameh. They don't want you to go to Chutz La'aretz. So what does that mean, even your Avir? Even if you go in a ship, or you go in a covered carriage, you're still going to be tame if you go into Chutz La'aretz because you went into the airspace of Chutz La'aretz. Or Dilma Mishum Gusha, or maybe a different reason is because in Eretz Yisrael, they're very careful where they put the mason. We know there are a lot of kahanim, truma kachim, so they're very careful. But in Chutz La'aretz, that there were a lot of Klai Yisrael killed there, and they could be all over the place. And there's mason mabul also, like Taisa says, the mason mabul or Rav. And therefore, Chazal were worried that there are mason all over the place, or anywhere you walk in the Chutz La'aretz. So there was a Shaila. So therefore, they said, in Chutz La'aretz, it's your Tommy mace. Why? Because of Gusha. So the Gemara is declaring, are you Tommy because of Eretz Amim? Or are you Tommy because of Avira? Because they didn't want you to go to Chutz La'aretz. They didn't want to go to Chutz La'aretz. Or they were Tommy from Gusha, and it's because of touching the mace. What's the nafka mina? The nafka mina is if you go in a shida teva or migdal that's not mekavatuma, or you walk over a bridge in Eretz Amim, or you go in a wagon or a spina. These are all Taisus examples. So if it's avir, for example, let's take a bridge. If you walk on a bridge, you're not walking on a mason. This is a man-made bridge. But if it's al tavira, you're tame. But if it's al tzgusha, you're not talking. That's an afkamina. So that's the Gemara's shaila. Is Eretz Amim that Chazal were guys? Is it Aviro or Gusha? Toshima says in our Mishnah, Mazda b'shlishi v'shvi. You have to spritz on the third and seventh day. V'yamishma Aviro Chazal Amali. Mishnah says Gusha. So the Gedar and Tikkun is we're worried about Tumas Meis. But if it's Gusha, if it's Aviro, So what do you need? We become tame. But heck, you say you need hazal gimel v'shvi. You're not tame from any tumas meis. So how could it be that if it's al taviro, you wouldn't have to have hazal shish v'shvi? V'yam v'shem aviro hazal lomeli. Elav v'shem gusha. It's a raya that eretz amin is v'shem gusha. So the Gemara, no. Lo v'emelok v'shem aviro. That it's because of avir. V'chiktani ashara. When does it say umaz ashush v'shvi? It's going on other things in the Mishnah. Hakadam mestavra. Itaka makes sense like that. Mediktani v'kelim anoyigim v'meis. It says if a nazir touches a keli anoyigim v'meis, he doesn't have to have a giluach. So hani kelim b'nei azaninu. Kelim don't make someone chayav azah because a regular keli touches a mace and you touch that keli, so it's a rishon. It's a rishon l'tuma. You only have to go to the mikvah. So Elishvami no ashara. So that's what it says over here. Now, Tosfos has a very big discussion about these kelim. He says that why don't we answer that we're talking about kli matches. We just said before, we said this when we learned daf gimel and beis, that a kli matches, a metal keli that touches a mace, becomes like a mace itself. If you touch it, you have mazah shish v'shvi, and still the lach is you don't get nazd na magalech in it because it's not a mace mamish. But maisa. No, touch the person. Touch the person, enough. Yeah, metal touch the person. So the question is, why can't we say to my kelim that touch the person? That's Tyson's kasha. Tyson says, listen to how to kelim. So Tyson has two terutzim. One way at a time, that it can't be talking about klimatris, because Tyson's way at a time says that Nazar would be megaleach in it. He would be megaleach, because cherev is kecholol, it'll be mamash like a mace. That's what Rabbeinu Tam said. But Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen asked, then if he said that's true, it's impossible to say like that. Why? He says, if that was true, because the Kohen's Isurim are the same thing like a Nazim Megaleach in it. It comes out, a Kohen will not be able to walk into the house ever. Because there's always Kalim that touched the mace somewhere, in those days especially. So he wouldn't want to walk into the house because it has their metal Kalim that touched the mace. If metal Kalim at the same level, so then how do you ever walk into the house? That's what he asks. He says, no such thing as there wouldn't be something in there that it's like that. That's what he asks. So that, therefore he argues on the Rabbeinu Tam, and he says that it's not so posh to say that you have here cherev herikchol, it's a different dinam of that. Ayin shom and taisvus. I just want to speak out. I was not going to get into all those discussions. I'm just speaking out the Rosh Prakim. That's one big shaila. If there's a din of nozim megalech in it, Rabbi Chaim Kohen says there's no nozim megalech in it. Nozim not megalech on cherev herikchol, and therefore a kohen could walk into the house because the kohen's esurim are the same level as a nozim megalech lem. So Rebbe Chaim Kohen says, even though cherev reikachol matches has a din of a mace, but your nose is not megaleach on it. No, or vias dam?
Yeah.
Or vias, yeah. According to that's the sound of the klal, yeah. It's the because even nose also has a lab. It's not the same iser. It's not, it gets no matches, no. Right. It could be there's no right. Not megaleach. Then that sounds like his klal is. That same thing in Megaleach, the Kohen's also. That's what he says, Rebbe Chaim Kohen. You have a good question. Varvias, you sound like him not, yeah? But I'm saying, I want to pick out that Machlekes. The Machlekes is a Nazar Megaleach on the Cherev Rechol, Machlekes Rebbe Tamer and Rebbe Chaim Kohen. I want to speak out one more thing. There's a famous Shita, Rabbi Yitzchok Misimpunt, that says, that the Mishnah Alois, he says that over there, that Saikli Matres, Saishar Kalim are the same thing, and they have a din, Cherev Rechol. So Tosfos says, "Meshmaitzim kashal l'mashe pirush Rav Yitzchok misimpunt the mesisim da'olois bein mekli matches bein mishar kelim the kulu gamrinon mekli matches the amrinon cherev reikacholol v'udin l'shar kelim." He says they can't be. The head the amrinon meshmaitzim that he gave mishar kelim. Ain't my time. I'm Thomas Zarev. He says this Gemara is mamash meforish, not like him, not like the Rav Yitzchok. Miuk sas yesh litchos the hod the parachah bnei azoninu lava kelim neigem meis ela a sphere of gomroi. It's called a sphere of gomroi. It's going on that part, saying to bring a raya shara. It's going on sphere of gomra, and it's bringing a raya vana shara. Not on kli. It's like, it says, hani kli, the kema noigim emeis, v'chulu, hani bnei azoninu. I think this base maybe takes out the word kalim. Hani bnei azoninu, the guy is sticking up for Yitzchak Mesimpun Tzgirsa. Yitzchak Mesimpun Tzgirsa, what Mara's kasha is, Mara bring a raya, that don't tell me Eretz Am has to be Gusha because of Maza. There's things that don't have Maza. What is that? You may Sphira of Gamrai. And that Geiris Hani Kalim Bnei Azanim, because according to Yitzchak Simpunt, all Kalim are Matama, all Kalim are Matama that you need Tumas Shiva. So therefore, he learned the Gemara difference. That's what he just wanted to repeat to Vince Tyson of three important Yisaitis. We have Mechazis Bnei Tam and Bnei Chayim Kayin, we have the Yitzchak Simpunt, and then Bnei Tam says Mechalak between Noz Megaleach Onat, and Bnei Chayim Kayin says that Bnei Chayim is Noz Not Megaleach on a Cherev Kachol. And Rabbi Tam says that it is. And therefore, we're not talking about here Klimatchus.